The clerk will read the next bill on the calendar together with committee recommendations. The chair will recognize Representative Stubbs to move House Bill 2637.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the committee of the whole rise to report, recognize that House Bill 2637 to receive a passed recommendation.
The chair will recognize Representative Gullett for the health amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that the health committee amendment be adopted.
The chair will recognize Representative Stump for a substitute floor amendment to the health committee amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to withdraw the first substitute amendment to the health committee amendment to House Bill 2637.
Does he need to withdraw the motion now? Because you made a motion to withdraw? We'll just ignore it. Okay. We don't need to make a motion to withdraw. You just need to offer it. You're not offering that one, so offer the one you're offering.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the number two substitute amendment to the health committee amendment to House Bill 2637.
Explanation.
Madam Chair. This amendment keeps chronic facilities within the Anatomical Gift Act. At the same time, the language enables, frankly, the Oregon procurement folks to be neutral on the bill. It also adds other elements that Arizona's sole chronic facility indicated they wanted, which you can see in C1, 2, and so on.
Chair recognizes Representative Dolan.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I rise in support of the Stump Floor Amendment, Substitute Amendment to the Health Committee Amendment. As he said, it represents a considerable amount of discussion and negotiation with stakeholders. And it may not be perfect yet, but I think that this is with this amendment that we can move this bill forward and continue our work.
Okay, the Chair recognizes Representative Lopez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will Mr. Stump yield?
Mr. Stump, will you yield?
Senator Smith.
Representative Lopez, he can yield.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Mr. Stump, would you be able to tell me whether or not with this amendment that would Alcor have unfettered access to the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act with this amendment?
This amendment allows them still, the number two amendment allows them still to use the Anatomical Gift Act.
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Mr. Stump, will they have unfettered access to the UAGA?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, our language, if you'll note on 4E, says an entity that is required to be licensed pursuant to this section shall not be considered an Oregon procurement agency or Oregon procurement organization as defined in Section 36.841. What this amendment does is make certain that chronic facilities are actually not both of those things, while at the same time preserving their access to the Uniform Gift Act.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Thank you.
The Chair recognizes Representative Strong.
Madam Chair, will Mr. Trump yield to a question?
Representative Trump, will you yield to a question?
Madam Chair, I am happy to yield to a question.
Representative Trump,
Madam Chair and Representative Trump, Alcor says that the funeral board and Alcor have a verbal understanding that assures that the funeral board will conduct oversight of Alcor. Alcor also says that the funeral board is opposed to this bill. Could you tell me if you're aware of whether or not that's true?
Madam Chair, Mr. Strawn, both of those comments are not accurate. Rudy Thomas, the executive director of the funeral board, assured me actually today that he is in support of this bill, and that there was, in fact, no verbal agreement, contrary to what some of the messages you may have received indicated.
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair and Mr. Stump, did you not have any stakeholder meetings?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair and Mr. Strawn, I had something on the order of four or five stakeholder meetings, and the entities affected by this legislation were aware of this legislation being in process since October 2003, and we have had several stakeholder meetings since January.
Representative Strong?
Madam Chair and Representative Stump, Alcor also says that the bill is a solution without a problem. Are you aware that in Los Angeles, the police department is investigating Alcor for allegedly hastening the death of an AIDS patient? And are you aware that the request has been made to the city of Scottsdale to investigate alleged mutilation of a body at Alcor?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair and Mr. Soran, yes, I am.
Representative Stump?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. The Chair recommends Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do rise in opposition to the amendment and ultimately the bill. I'm not doing this without a lot of thought and the knowledge on the part of the sponsor of the bill. I indicated when this was first brought up to me last November that I thought it was a bad idea, that any similarity between the board on funeral directors and embalmers and what Alcor does is purely coincidental. I thought it was placing unneeded government on a very small and specific industry, that people were paying an awful lot of money to take part of it, and they probably knew what they were getting into. Thank you.
Thank you. The Chair recognizes Representative Lopez.
Madam Chair, will Mr. Strong yield?
Representative Strong, will you yield?
Yes, ma'am, I yield.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Mr. Strong, has Alcor, the leadership of Alcor, ever indicated to you that they do not wish to be regulated at all, that they have no desire to be regulated?
Representative Strong?
Not directly, no.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Strong, are you aware that Alcor has no objection to being regulated, but that they do have concerns about this bill and how it would regulate them and the lack of definition of cryonics in this bill, so on and so forth? Are you aware of that,
Representative?
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, I can imagine that they are opposed to being regulated, just as I can imagine a number of other business entities that are opposed to being regulated. I can imagine several reasons why people don't want any government agency to have oversight over what they're doing. But, Madam Chair and Ms. Lopez, I still think that it's important to have oversight and to make sure that a company abides by the laws of our state.
Madam Chair, Mr. Strong, Alcor is not averse to being regulated. They just do not believe that this bill would meet the needs of their business, and that is the problem with this bill. Are you aware of that, Mr. Sean?
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, I disagree with you. I don't think that's the reason why they object to this legislation.
Madam Chair, Mr. Sean, what would be the reason that they would object to this legislation?
Representative
Sean? In my opinion, Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, in my opinion, they object to legislation because they want to be able to do their own thing without being responsible to any other entity.
Madam Chair.
That's appropriate.
Madam Chair, Mr. Strong, are you aware that they already operate under many regulations? They have to conform with the requirements of the Uniform Anatomical Gifts Act, with their nonprofit regulations, with all kinds of other regulations that are put upon them by the City of Scottsdale, the Environmental Protection Agency. Are you aware, Mr. Strong, that they have to operate under those regulations?
Representative Strong?
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, I'm not aware of any specific legislation with the City of Scottsdale or city ordinances that would govern the way Alcor handles their property, so to speak. And I think that would be an issue for the state to address, since they're no doubt getting these bodies from across the state.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Strong, again, the issue is whether or not Alcor is willing to be regulated. And
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez,
Representative
the issue for me is not whether they want to be.
Representative Strong, Representative Lopez,
thank you.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair, Representative Strong, the issue is not whether or not they want to be regulated. They are already regulated under many regulating agencies. The issue is the demands that this legislation would put on their regulation. Are you aware that they have concerns about the demands that this legislation would put on their organization with regards to regulation?
Representative Strong.
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, I am aware that they have problems with it, but I don't think that that's a reason not to require them to abide by the law that we set as legislators.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just say that, again, Alcor is not averse to being regulated. It's the nature of this regulation. Thank you.
Chair, we recognize Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Representative Trump, drives the question, please.
Representative Trump, will you yield?
I will yield happily. Representative Trump, we were both present at a health committee meeting on February 26th of this year. And were you aware that the bill passed out as amended, which is in its current form, 1100 with one absent? Were you aware that it passed out all eyes?
Madam Chair,
Representative Thompson?
Madam Chair, Ms. Thompson, yes, I am aware.
Representative Thompson?
Madam Chair, Mr. Trump, are you also aware that all parties that testified on the bill, including representatives from Alcor, said that the amendment satisfied all their concerns with the bill at that time?
Representative Thompson?
Madam Chair, Mr. Thompson, I told the parties at the time that I would offer an amendment to extend the effective date to 9/105. And agreed to continue to negotiate other issues, so yes, I am aware.
Representative Thompson?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there any further discussion before closing comments? Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I rise in opposition to this amendment, and I was in the Health Committee meeting where this bill was discussed, and the reason that we came in at the final hour in support of the bill with the amendment was because there was to be further amendments that would be offered on the floor that would satisfy Alcor. Unfortunately, this amendment does not meet the needs of Alcor and its members, and so I must oppose this amendment. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion before closing comments? Thank you. Now, Representative Sample, for the closing comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just add to the last point that negotiation does mean a willingness to compromise on both sides. I would also add that I don't feel the product industry should be exempt from oversight, much as any other industry needs a small modicum of oversight. And I would appreciate your support on this bill. Thank you.
The chair will recognize Representative Downing for remarks on our questions on closing comments.
I think I pushed it, did I?
You were not on the screen prior.
Okay, thank you.
You need to ask the question.
Would Representative Stump yield to a question?
Representative Stump, will you yield to a question?
Madam Chair, I will yield.
Representative Downing, will you yield?
Chair, Representative Stump, could there possibly be some confusion about what kind of a business Alcor is running, whether or not it is actually the funeral business or the medical research business?
Representative Downing, your question needs to be relative to closing remarks. Was it?
I thought it was. Can somebody tell me why it wasn't relevant?
Representative Trump, you may answer if you wish.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Downing, I do believe there is a connection, as a matter of fact, and I do believe that connection is well established, and there is a precedent. As you may know, the Michigan Department of Consumer and Industry Services issued a cease and desist order to the Clinton Township-based Chronics Institute. Andrew Metcalf said, quote, "You are still storing bodies in the final resting place until science comes up with something to revive these people. What's the difference if you entomb them in a crypt or mausoleum in granite or marble?" So I do think there is not only a conceptual connection between the funeral board and Alcor, but I also believe that there should be a statutory one as well.
Madam Chairman, Representative Stump, in further support of the idea that there may be need for some regulatory issues here, is there ambiguity in Alcor's literature as to whether people that are deceased are patients or dead, which one they are?
Representative Stump, and as a reminder, we will still have an opportunity on the bill as a whole. This is on the amendment itself. Representative Stump.
Madam Chair, Mr. Downing, the clinical patients are legally dead, but in regard to your question, I believe you'd have to ask the entity itself.
Yeah. My question was whether or not in their literature they refer to the people that are in chronic storage as patients.
Madam Chair, Mr. Downing, yes, I do believe they do.
Madam Chair, this is relevant to the closing because it's going germane directly.
Representative Downing, we will have an opportunity if you want to further discuss the bill. Right now we're on the amendment. This could have been relevant to the closing remarks. We'll do it again in a few moments. The question before you is the substitute floor of the stump floor amendment dated 3 p.m. on 3/11. This is a substitute floor amendment to the Health Committee amendment. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote nay. It appears the ayes have it, do have it, and so ordered. The chair will recognize Representative Zellis to move the Health Committee amendment as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Although, I'm sorry, we don't, because it was a substitute floor amendment. That's correct. The chair will recognize Representative Stump to move the Stump floor amendment to the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Stump floor amendment to House Bill 2637 be adopted.
Can you explanation, please?
Madam Chair, thank you. This is the language that I submitted to in the Health Committee, and it provides for a delayed effective date after September of next year as opposed to December 31st of this year, which the intention being this would give everyone plenty of time to work out the kinks, and that's that.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the amendment, the Stump Floor Amendment to the bill? Hearing none, the question before you is the Stump Floor Amendment to House Bill 2637. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. It appears the ayes have it, do have it, and so ordered. The chair will recognize Representative Stump to move the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move it on the Committee of the Whole Res report. I recommend that House Bill 2637 as amended to pass.
Any further discussion? Representative Lopez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I must rise in opposition to this bill. I do want to commend the sponsor of this bill for his desire to have some oversight and regulation of the cryonics industry and of Alcor and Scottsdale. I want to remind folks that I don't believe that we're here to debate the merits of cryonics. I think that that's something for other folks to decide. We're here to talk about oversight and regulation. It's been unfortunate that some of the members who, as Representative Hansen stated, have paid some money to be members of Alcor have been really negative in terms of their emails about the sponsor of this bill. But I think that they're operating at that level because of their concern. This is an issue that affects the very life and death that they have. And so I believe that that's why we've had this negativity. But the leadership of Alcor has not been negative with the sponsor of this bill. I guess we just adopted an amendment that would postpone the implementation until September of 2005. I guess the question I'm asking of myself is, if we're going to delay implementation until September of 2005, wouldn't it be better served for this to be worked on during the interim, for the sponsor of the bill to call all of the parties together and work on this and to iron out all the differences and to make sure that legislation could be introduced in January of next year that would meet the needs of everyone, of the state of Arizona, of Alcor, and other parties that are affected? Another attack that could be taken would be to further study this within the next few weeks and to do something in the Senate with this bill. On March 4th, I attended a stakeholders meeting. I was the only legislator there where all of the stakeholders were present and where all of the stakeholders agreed that they thought the best thing to do with this particular bill, because there's so many concerns about it, would be to do a striker in the Senate and to make sure that everybody was on board with it. There has been no animosity between the funeral board and Alcor. As a matter of fact, just last Saturday, the funeral board president and executive director were guests and participants at the Alcor board meeting. And you know, they were negotiating and talking about the future of this legislation and about regulation and oversight of Alcor. The amendment does remove the objections of the Oregon procurement group, but they actually, once that's been taken out of the loop, contrary to what some folks may have been told, really have no position on this bill because it does not impact them. You know, it just seems to me that we need to really work on crafting legislation that would provide the oversight and accountability for the cryonics industry without doing something that would negatively impact their mission and goals and it would negatively impact their members. And so for that reason, I do stand in opposition to this bill, and I would hope that we could work on this further and come to some sort of amicable agreement where all parties involved could be supportive of the agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Representative Strawn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I rise in support of this bill. I think that the state does have a responsibility to regulate this type of a business. We already do have regulations that pertain to, how you handle dead bodies in this state. And I find it difficult to tell the difference between what Alcor is doing in Scottsdale and what the man did up in northern Arizona when he had his deceased wife's body in his Jeep freeze out on the back porch. And I think that we actually have a responsibility to people of this state to speak out on this issue and have some type of regulation so that people know what is allowed and what is not permitted. And I stand in support of the bill. Thank you.
Can you, the chair, recognize Representative Farnsworth?
Madam Chair, I rise in support of this bill. I think that if we really think about it, from the inception of this country and even back in the old country, the mother country, we recognized that it was important for the regulation of disposing of human remains, and that has been a tradition in public policy because we understand the importance of making sure that that's done in an appropriate way. The only thing that Mr. Stump is doing is making sure that that continues and it's applied to everybody. So I think that his bill is limited in scope. It's reasonable. It's fair. It has a positive application, and I don't think it stops anybody from engaging in this business. It just says you're going to have to do it in a way that is reasonable and that is applied in all cases when we deal with those who are deceased. So I rise in support.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Representative Downing.
Thank you. I rise in support of this bill also. I find myself, like much of the public, a little unnerved by the idea of some of the literature that I've looked at, the idea of extending life, the idea of reviving life, certainly through scientific methods. As I started to look at this, and this is why I think it needs to be regulated, with a preface to what I'm saying. I searched and tried to find, I met with Alcor earlier this afternoon, tried to find some link to major university research that would indicate that what's going on is science and not the area of a dead body, as someone just suggested, because that's the issue here. It really is, and where should it be regulated? And I'm almost, until somebody comes back from the dead, I'm almost convinced that this bill is in the right framework, and I think there's other ways to come back from the dead than to get frozen. I went through some of the scientific literature that they provided me. I couldn't find any other than references at the cellular level. I couldn't find any serious, what I could consider references to the major scientific journals. And so I think this is a matter that needs regulation, needs attention even beyond this bill. People are easily persuaded. They're afraid. People are afraid of dying. I understand that. And that's why they seek out another solution. And this new solution brings them in money into an industry in our state. And in that case, the solution needs first-hand attention from this body. And I applaud Representative Stump for bringing it through this first bill. I think there'll be others to our attention. I think that anything that proclaims its science in our community has to prove that it's linked with the scientific community. And up to this point, and I can stand wrong, but up to this point, I'm not convinced that what we're looking at is science. There's a fine line between science and it's just salesmanship. So I think, and I'm also concerned, one other point, I'm very concerned about the legalities that are going on if these bodies that are being frozen, if they anticipate that they're going to bring them back from the dead, I'm concerned whether or not what happens to their assets. I understand some of those are used for cryonics, but I'm also concerned as to whether or not their assets are frozen just as their bodies are. Thank you.
The chair will recognize Representative Lopez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will Mr. Strawn yield?
Representative Strawn, will you yield?
Happily.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Representative Strawn, during your remarks, you talked about a man in Flagstaff who put his wife in the freezer, I believe. Is that correct, Mr. Strawn?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure if it was Flagstaff or what part of the state that was from, but I remember that news report.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Strawn, are you familiar with the procedures used at Alcor for cryopreservation?
Madam Chair, as well as no, I'm not, nor am I aware of the way he did the freezing of that body.
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Representative Strong, are you aware that at Alcor, when a cryopreservation is done of a client, that there are neurosurgeons and other surgeons involved in performing this procedure?
Representative Strong?
Madam Chair, Ms. Lopez, you mean of the mutilation of the body?
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Representative Strong, my question was, are you aware that there are physicians and neurosurgeons who are involved in the cryopreservation, which involves vitrification?
And I wanted to clarify that, because we're talking about the mutilation of the body, removing the head or whatever they do with it.
Madam Chair, Representative Strawn, are you aware that with regards to cryopreservation, that sometimes that does involve separating the head from the body in order to have a more solid preservation, a more appropriate preservation, and that the members who have chosen that freely and voluntarily?
Madam Chair, that is my understanding.
Representative Lopez?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Strawn, knowing then that we have physicians and neurosurgeons who are actually performing a medical operation, would you then say that that's comparable to the man who froze his wife?
Representative Strawn?
Unless the operation that's being done is governed by the same medical standards as working on somebody in a hospital, then yes, it would be equated to the same thing as an untrained person doing those procedures, because they're not regulated.
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Representative Strong, these are physicians who operate under medical guidelines. Are you aware of that?
Representative Strong?
No, I'm not, and I don't think that they're required to operate under the same guidelines that they're doing in operating room.
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, I would just state that I think that there's a lot of misinformation about the techniques that are used at Alcor, and so that I would disagree with those concerns that have been brought forward.
Okay. Representative Thompson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to rise in support of this bill and commend the sponsor for trying to add some regulation, different procedures. I've found a lot of negative emails and press going around about the sponsor, which as a fellow freshman and having been there myself, I commend Mr. Stump for maintaining his composure. And I would also like to note, I think I just searched the Department of Health Services database, and if there are neurosurgeons present and if this is a surgical procedure, I'm unaware that Alcor is licensed as a healthcare facility to provide surgical services. I don't see their license in the database. So if that is something, perhaps I can work with the sponsor in the interim to ensure that type of licensure takes place. Thank you.
The chair will recognize Representative Downing for a question. The chair will recognize Representative Downing if you have a question.
Yeah, I have a question. Would Representative Lopez yield for a question, please?
Representative Lopez, will you yield?
Madam Chair, yes, I will.
Representative Lopez, you just made reference to the fact that these procedures that are being done by doctors and they're medical procedures. Is that correct?
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Representative Downing, yes. All doctors are licensed and regulated by the Board of Medical Examiners and therefore must follow those procedures.
Representative Downing?
Madam Chair, Representative Lopez, if you perform a medical procedure on a body that's dead, isn't that normally called an autopsy?
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, under some circumstances it might be, but under the circumstances at Alcor, this is called cryopreservation. And I would just like to remind Mr. Downing that in the past there have been times when people were presented with some sort of information that they thought might be scientific fiction, that it would never come to pass. For instance, I would say probably in 1940, if you told a doctor that they could transplant a heart, that someday would be able to transplant a heart or transplant the lungs or the liver, that they would have looked at you incredulously and thought, you've got to be living in some kind of weird kind of space to think that this might ever happen. And for us to make judgment about the procedures that Alcor is using in the name of science and research and for the betterment of humanity, I think that's very inappropriate.
Representative Downing?
Madam Chair, Representative Lopez, thank you very much. And I'm wondering, yeah, I know we get a lot of promises on television. There's weight loss programs and everything else that call themselves scientific. Can we assume that anything that parades around with the title science is science, and that's what the public should believe, especially if they're going to put their hard-earned dollars in storage?
Representative Lopez?
Madam Chair, Representative Downing, I would just say that there are an awful lot of scientists, neurosurgeons, physicians who are involved with Alcor, not only here in Arizona, but around the world. We had testimony from a scientist who came all the way from Oxford, England, to testify on behalf of Alcor. And so, Madam Chair, Representative Downing, I do believe that what they are doing is science, and just because we don't believe it doesn't mean it isn't so.
Madam Chairman, Representative Lopez, is it possible that people can be razzle-dazzled by an English accent and the person presenting themselves as a research associate, do you understand the difference? Do you think the other members here between a research associate and a professor at Cambridge or Oxford?
Representative Lopez.
Madam Chair, Representative Downing, my response is that this individual who testified in the Health Committee is not the only person who is involved doing the research, who's involved with looking at this issue of cryonics to better the life of humanity.
Representative Downing?
Chair, Representative Lopez, do you think that this body has an obligation to protect the public and regulate industries in order to protect them from sham and maybe unethical practices?
Representative Lopez.
Madam Chair, Representative Lopez, I agree, and I agree with Alcor that they are not averse to any kind of oversight or regulation, but that this is not the manner in which to do it, and that parties need to come to the table and to sit down and work out an appropriate agreement that would include a definition of cryonics and cryopreservation that would regulate them in such a way as to protect the interests of their members and of the organization.
Madam Chair, Representative Lopez, in science we have something called double-blind trials, and that's where we look at it like a placebo versus something else. Do you think that in order to submit to a regulatory framework, would a company like Alcor submit to a trial where we have one person who's frozen and one who's not, and to see whether they could bring one back to life right here in this room, or in the state?
Representative Lopez.
Madam Chair, Representative Downing, I don't know that I can answer that question. I'm not sure that a double-blind experiment would be applicable in this case. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Downing?
Thank you. And I appreciate Representative Lopez's...
Representative Downing has also already made a statement.
I know. I'm saying I'm thanking Representative Lopez and the other members for putting this issue out before the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Robinson.
Second.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Will Representative Stump yield?
Representative Stump, will you yield to the question?
Madam Chair, I
will yield. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Representative Stump, I'm happy that we're having this lively discussion. And now I'd like to bring you back to it because it's your bill. If you would, for me, I mean, I recognize that there are other notable people that have been in a cryonic state for many years. I understand Walt Disney, and we've heard a lot about Ted Williams, and I'm sure there's many others who believe in this science or aspect of being able to come back at a future time when, I guess, all the things align in the right direction. But if you could, for me, a little bit, help me out with your bill as to why you're bringing it forward, and basically, the amendments that you've placed on it.
Representative Stump.
And Chair, Mr. Robson, thank you. I appreciate that opportunity. As I've said before, I do believe that we need to ensure accountability and a minimum of oversight of chronic facilities in Arizona. And I'm proud of the fact that this has been a bipartisan effort. And as I said before, I think it's morally imperative that we ensure the highest levels of integrity in an industry that deals with families who are dealing with lost loved ones. This bill has been the fruit of 5 months of study. We've had stakeholder meetings since January. And as a result of those facts, and in relation to some of the other comments made, I don't feel there is a need to delay this bill further. And as it now stands, we really have no way of knowing if standards at chronic facilities are being met. I don't think this is acceptable. Some have said, well, there are no problems with chronic facilities. I think today you've seen that there are indeed problems. And I would argue that the claim we know of no problems presupposes a method by which we can discover problems, and I think this bill will do precisely that. And I do think, as I mentioned earlier, there is a precedent for the state of Arizona to take action in this regard. Florida has taken action. Michigan has taken action. And I must say that these amendments address many of the concerns that Alcor has presented to me. They have been offered, as always, in good faith. And I would ask the question, again, why some feel they should be exempt from oversight.
Madam Chairman, Representative Stump, do you believe that putting this under the auspices of the funeral, the funeral board, would really prevent this industry from continuing?
Representative Stump.
Madam Chairman, Mr. Robson, no, I do not. Signaling based on those precedents that have been established in other states, and based on the assurances that the funeral board has given me that they will exercise all due care in relation to their oversight of Alcor. And as you have heard, they have been in talks with Alcor until recently. The talks have been going well. As you may have heard at the last minute, there was an offer of a certificate of a memorandum of understanding. This is a surprise to me and frankly a surprise to the funeral board that they were told that they were in total assent with it. I spoke with legal counsel and they informed me the other day that this memorandum would be essentially unenforceable and worthless, hence the need for legislation.
Madam Chairman, Representative Stump, does this preclude the funeral does this preclude the board from getting the expertise that's necessary to understand this method and to be able to get it to integrate within its auspices?
Madam Chair, Mr. Robson, let me, for clarity, read you a few of the issues that the funeral board would be interested in pursuing. My intention, their intention, is to apply a very light touch. And certainly the public can participate in the rulemaking process. Some of their concerns relate to issues of proper consent, proper disposal of remains, if a neuropreservation has occurred in which the head is removed, to ensure that the body is properly disposed of. And I would add that the bodies are remains at that point, and hence the logical connection, again, with the funeral board is established.
Some of the other issues, documentation of authorizations, making sure a person was aware of the Anatomical Gift Act, aware of its components, ensuring that there's verification of the crematory process. In other words, proof that when the bodies, when the heads had been removed, the bodies are cremated and disposed of properly, ensuring that a hazardous waste disposal process is intact, and issues of that sort. So, you know, I would also add that this is the medical board does not dictate the practice of medicine. The funeral board will not in any way dictate the practice of coronas.
Representative Robinson.
Madam Chairman, Representative Stumpf, based upon the statements that have been made, do you feel that these are a fair representation of the direction you wanted to go with your bill, or do you feel that there may have been some other areas that you need to clarify?
Representative Stumpf.
Madam Chair, Mr. Robinson, what statements were you referring to specifically?
Well, I mean, it's been depicted that ALCOR could possibly not be able to operate, things of that nature. I mean, the inferences that have been basically made towards the bill that potentially you're regulating an industry that doesn't really need regulation or things of that nature.
Representative Trump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Robinson, I do, I've gotten a little trouble hearing you, but I do believe it's a fair bill, and some of the claims, as you know, that have been made regarding the negotiation process, as I said before, I have done all of the compromising here. I have negotiated, and as I said before, negotiation means willingness to compromise on both sides. I don't believe negotiation involves compromise only on my side, and it was my feeling, quite frankly, that the parties involved, specifically ALCO, really wanted me to rewrite the bill after it passed the Health Committee.
Representative Robinson?
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Chair will recognize Representative Nichols.
Madam Chair, will Representative Trump yield to a question?
Representative Trump, will you yield?
Madam Chair, I will happily yield.
He yields. Representative Nichols.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Trump. As mentioned before, I understand that the fire department has inspected or can inspect facilities of this type or like ALCOR. Can you give me some understanding of that?
Representative,
Madam Chair, Mr. Nichols, yes, Rural Metro and the fire department have engaged in inspections, but I would argue that checking out sprinkler systems and all the rest is not equivalent to true state oversight. I would argue that we need a stable board, a permanent mechanism to provide oversight. Scottsdale didn't find any illegal discharge in the city's sewage system. There were some allegations that some waste products were disposed of improperly. Again, that's all well and good. However, that is quite a distance between that sort of oversight and the sort of oversight that can be provided by a board.
Representative Nichols?
Madam Chair, Mr. Stump, so if I understand you correctly, you're telling me that the fire departments are doing inspection more for building safety and health safety, not necessarily inspections of the cryonics facility for proper protocol with the deceased.
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Nichols, that would be my understanding.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Mr. Stump.
Thank you. Representative Strong.
Would Mr. Stump yield to a question?
Representative Stump, will you yield?
Madam Chair, I will yield.
Madam Chair, Representative Stump, I just want to clear up a couple of issues. Are you using this bill as an attempt to shut down ALCOR's business?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Strawn, absolutely not. And I have taken great care to ensure that that would not happen. And ALCOR and I had a productive meeting a couple of weeks ago in which we discussed their use of the Anatomical Gift Act. I agreed with them that if we were to remove this from their purview, that it would put them out of business. And so, no, I am the last person that would want to put any company out of business.
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair and Representative Stump, are you attempting to stop in any way scientific research?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Strawn, absolutely not. And if I believe this bill did that, I would not be sponsoring it.
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Stump, are you using this bill in any way as an attempt to prevent organ donation?
Representative Stump?
Madam Chair, Mr. Strawn, absolutely not. If I believe this bill did that, I would not be sponsoring it.
Representative Strawn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Stump.
So any further discussion before closing comments? Representative Stump, would you like closing comments? Nope. Okay. The question before you is that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it recommends that House Bill 2637 as amended do pass. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. It appears the ayes have it. Do you have it? And so ordered.